1-800-330-9999. What food brings you back to your childhood? It's Anna and Raven. You can call or text.
All this week, my wife is off on a girls' trip right now, so I have to fend for myself. And my mom is rolling in and taking care of the dogs throughout the week.
But not really.
She's showing up late because she has my nieces and nephews during the day. So, I really have to fend for myself. So it was the one time that I could tell my wife what I wanted to eat. Mm-hmm. And she, even though she judged me slightly, she went out and she actually bought it. And, of course, number one on the list.
So what'd you have for dinner? A pound of fried chicken, mashed potatoes, corn and pudding. You? A sliver of trout spritzed with lemon. And maybe carrots!
Should've had Hungry Man from Swanson. A whole pound of the good hearty food that men love. Hungry Man, it's good to be full.
They just don't make commercials as good as they used to, Anna Zapp. I mean, that has got invokes of patriotism. So just so you know, because I know that this is radio, not TV, that is men trying to lift a tree in the middle of a flood while things are going on. And the man who had the trout spritzed with the lemon is actually blown away by the wind of the hurricane. And the gentleman who had a pound of meat and a brownie dessert all in one convenient package, he goes on to save the day.
I loved Hungry Man chicken dinners when I was little. It explains why my cholesterol was over 200 and I had to go see specialists in Manhattan all the time. And I was probably 30 pounds overweight. But I could eat that whole Hungry Man chicken dinner at 10 years old. And when the corn went into the brownie, it was so good. It was my favorite thing. It was like a corn of chocolate deliciousness.
I'm so old. I don't know if you remember when they used to come in the foil packaging, right? So you would pull back foil of the corn or the brownie at different times and you'd poke holes in the rest of it with your fork and then turn over the chicken halfway through. You almost felt like you were cooking. You were indeed a chef of yourself.
I remember
when how things were back in the day, people. They were better then.
When my mom, you act like you're so old, you're 43. But my mom, when she would make a mistake and buy the one without the brownie and she would buy like the cobbler.
I wanted the cobbler so bad.
No, I was the opposite. No. I would get so mad.
Doesn't surprise me that we would be
again,
opposite.
Ma!
Right.
I only want the brownie one, right. Ma!
If you want the cobbler, you have to get the Salisbury steak. And I'm not down with the Salisbury steak. Yuck. I'm sorry.
No, I don't like that either.
I'm not down with that.
1-800-330-9999. What food brings you back to your childhood? For me, it was this.
When you want a hot meal without a big deal, what are you gonna pick?
Hot Pockets! What's that, Debbie Gibson?
I love me
that's
some
somebody
hot
ripping
pockets.
It up.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
Hot Pockets were like a trap for me, though.
Why?
Like, it would come out of the microwave, and I would try and be patient. And I would wait, and I would wait, and I would wait, and I would, and I'm a blower, too, so I take one bite of the corner, and then I blow in there the tube, like, think that I would cool it out, and then I would light my mouth on fire when I bit into it anyways 5 minutes later. It's just a trap. It's a death trap.
But now I'm a grown-up, so I get lean pockets because I have so much healthier.
Is it as exciting? It's not, is
it? It's pretty good. I'm not going to lie.
Does it look the same? Does it taste the same?
Well, they're different. So when I would get the Hot Pockets, I would always get the pepperoni pizza one.
Yeah.
And now I get, like, the chicken and whatever.
The thing about a lean cuisine, like, they look like a meal. It looks like a nice, you know, like, gourmet meal. But then you bite into it, and it's no good.
Not a lean cuisine.
It tastes like cardboard.
A lean Hot Pocket.
Right.
That's different.
But you put the word lean in, and I just think all the fun is taken out.
And then I'd have to have brioche, too. Did you have brioche at your house?
What's that?
It's like this, is this an Italian thing? Brioche?
It sounds Polish when you say it.
It was like a blue container, and we would have to sprinkle the brioche. They would look like little white curds into our water, and it would help with our digestive from eating the Hungry Man chicken dinner.
Well, that is definitely a just-in-your-house thing.
Really?
That is definitely, yes.
1-800-330-9999. What's that food that brings you back to your childhood? 1-800-330-9999. What's that food that brings you back to your childhood? Raven's wife is away, and he requested Hungry Man chicken dinners, which I used to love when I was a kid myself.
It's absolutely delicious, man. Yeah. I've been doing that tonight. It's like a whole thing. I've set aside the evening. I don't want anybody to interrupt my dinner time. Jeopardy with the dogs and a Hungry Man meal.
Looking over our text line, you can text to 1-800-330-9999. Sloppy Joe's. Sloppy Joe's reminds me of school, elementary school. Do they still serve Sloppy Joe's?
They do, I think. Yeah.
Do they?
Yeah, it was one of my favorite days back in the day at school.
At my daughter's school, it's never on the calendar. It's never on the food calendar.
It's not as good as you remember now as an adult. You got to dress it up as an adult.
I never had it as a kid. You know, I didn't have a peanut butter and jelly until I was in high school because I grew up on Nutella on sandwiches. That's what I eat. You know?
Explaining that to one of your other friends in fourth grade must have been like insane.
Oh, they used used to make fun of me all the time.
Right. If
the
they kids. Weren't a cousin, if they weren't a cousin who didn't understand exactly what that was like, they'd be like, what?
They're like, ew, you're eating chocolate on bread. Yeah, look who's laughing
you're
now.
Eating poop bread. Oh, look, you've got a poop sandwich again. It's Anna with her poop sandwich.
They didn't know what they were missing. 1-800-330-9999. What's that food that you miss from your childhood?
When you want a hot meal without a big deal, what are you going to pick?
Hot Pockets.
Oh, Hot Pockets brings me right back to my childhood. I loved Hot Pockets when I was a kid.
It's the best week of my life right now. My wife isn't standing over my shoulder counting my calories all this week because she's off on a girl's trip. So that means a Coca-Cola soda for me and a Zap. And tonight, that means a Hungry Man XL dinner. The chicken with the brownie. Thank you very much. Uncover the corn after it's been in there for 10 minutes.
1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. What food brings you back to your childhood? Bagel Bites, too, was big in my house. Mm. Oh, I used to love having those after school. On our text line, they said whoopie pies. I never had a whoopie pie.
Yeah, people either love the whoopie pie and the moon pies and that stuff, or they don't. Mm-hmm. Like, it's, you know, I like a more of a moist cake, so that's not for me. But Hostess cupcakes back in the day, you get them now. Remember when they had to bring Hostess cupcakes back from the dead?
Yeah.
That they were going to be retired, and they like brought them back.
The Twinkies, I remember that was a few years ago.
It was whole thing, but they don't taste the same. Exactly the same. And they're smaller, man.
TJ wrote on our Facebook page, Stouffer's French bread pizza. That was the jam. That French bread pizza.
Oh, I'll get down with that.
Remember at school when they used to have, there was like a time, but they went, before they were square, they used to do the French bread pizza at
school.
Oh,
yeah, it was like a loaf. It was like a half loaf.
That was good.
Yeah.
At my house, whenever we would have, you know, I grew up in an Italian house, so we would have brioche. It was like part of our meal. After we ate, we would have to have brioche.
What is it?
It's, I guess, like to help you digest, but we would have to have it all the time. They're like so, little white curds.
So you wouldn't change the food. You would throw the trash right in your mouth.
Right.
But you would throw that on top of it to put the fire out?
It was pretty much part of our meal. 1-800-330-9999.
That's not real.
It is real. It's Anna and Raven. What food brings you back to your childhood?
Bologna and cheese on white bread.
On white bread. I've got a I'm 44 years old. I have a friend who's 45, 46. And whenever there's a snowstorm or something, he's in radio. He always is the one that volunteers to be at the station. But the only thing he brings for supplies, a six-pack of beer, a loaf of white Wonder Bread, and a pound of bologna.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, the station smells like bologna for like 3 days.
And Anna, the brioche that you're talking about, it is an Italian thing, and we had it in my household, too.
See, Raven, I didn't make that up.
What's wrong with all your digestive systems, people?
I made everything feel better.
As a matter of a fact, I still have a jar of it because they still sell it in New York on Arthur Avenue.
And on Raven, what's that food that brings you back to your childhood?
Hi, good morning. First of all, everybody that was Italian had the brioche on the table.
I knew it.
On the table.
Yeah.
For quick access. For quick access.
I knew I wasn't the only one.
I've never heard of it.
You weren't the only one. That was your Italian dessert.
We would have our Hot Pockets, our Hungry Man
chicken
dinner.
It's like a probiotic for dessert. I love that, right?
That's where we'd have our American dinner.
Your Mrs. Dash consists of something to help you go poop.
Brown pizza that you would put in the microwave. The toaster.
Oh, remember those pizzas?
It was round and it went in the toaster.
I remember
it was so
those.
Good.
I remember when the microwave, when they had the containers where each of the fries were individually in this little microwave thing. You would put them in the microwave and they would cook individually.
Yes. They were real. They came close to McDonald's.
Yeah, they were real good.
Yes,
you're
those
right.
French fries were good.
And on Raven, what's the food that brings you back to your childhood?
I was talking, you were talking about brioche. I grew up at that in my house, too. I'm Italian.
Raven said I was crazy.
But it's not a meal, though, right? I mean, it's
what you eat. It's after you eat the American food, you got
to
have the brioche.
That's right. My dad would say, where's the brioche?
Any Chef Boyardee product. I had one time, you know, my family makes pasta from scratch, but I'll never forget it, that I had to have Chef Boyardee because all my friends at school got to have Chef Boyardee, and
you
I wanted
curious.
To try it too.
Right.
And I took a bite of one of those raviolis, and I'll never forget. I was like, oh!
It's like an MRE.
Right. This comes up because Raven's wife is away, so he asked, you know, she asked him what kind of food he wants while she's gone, and he said all the things from childhood.
Right.
Hungry Man chicken dinners.
Right, right. I got all the cold cuts that I want. I got no judgment. She even put some potato chips in there by surprise.
Right.
Some Fritos, some Doritos, like all the stuff that I wouldn't normally be allowed to have during the week.
So there's some foods, though, like the Hungry Man chicken dinner, or in my case, the Hot Pockets, that just bring you back to your childhood. What brings you back to your childhood? 1-800-330-9999. What food? Kathy said that Chef Boyardee. Question is, does she like it? It's coming up next with Anna and Raven. Just getting so hungry over here, Raven. Talking about the foods that bring you back to your childhood. 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. You can call or text. Raven's wife is away, so he asked for a whole bunch of Hungry Man chicken dinners.
Mm-hmm. No rules at my house this week. No rules. I can have soda when I want. I've even got one of those energy-infused sodas sitting like a time bomb in my refrigerator right now.
Yeah, but when you think about the foods that bring you back to your childhood, like I think about Hot Pockets. Mm-hmm. We were just talking about the Butter Crunch cookies from school when you were little.
Oh, man,
those were delicious.
Swanson's Hungry Man dinners, fresh off the divorce. Dad, pick you up in the Z28. Pull a couple of those out while you guys watch an inappropriate movie at 7 years old. I love you, Dad.
Dunkaroos, Larry said on our Facebook page. We just got a message from Roseanne on our Facebook page. She said pastina. A lot of people said pastina. I grew up on pastina, too. I make it for my kids all the time.
What's pastina?
It's like they're really small little star pasta, but you make it with the chicken bouillon, so it's like a soup almost.
Yeah.
1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. What food reminds you of your childhood?
Grilled cheese sandwiches.
Grilled cheese. So there's two ways you can make a grilled cheese. The way you just put it in the microwave. But my
what?
Yeah.
No.
People did that. But my nonna, my grandmother, was a lunch lady. So she had it down to a science.
Mm-hmm.
And she would be able to butter both sides, put the right amount of cheese, and she would bake it in the oven. And that was delicious.
Baking it is good, but saturation of butter is important. Saturation of butter. I've never seen anybody make it with a microwave, but I have seen a hippie make it with an iron at like a hippie concert. I've seen that.
I've seen somebody.
On the back of a VW bus.
I watched one of those YouTube hacks, and it said to use it with an iron, like to iron it.
Right. That's what I'm saying. They use an iron.
Yeah.
Thank you for the call, sir. Have a great morning.
Hi, this is Jackie. It's Susie Q and the snowball.
Yeah, the snowball.
They always look so good,
but again, snowball, acquired taste. Like, you got to be into the snowball, because if not, you get one bite in and you're like, oh, this was a bad choice.
I know. I love them because I love to peel the marshmallow off of them and then have just the chocolate on.
Solid technique. Awesome.
Yeah, that's how I used to be with the Hostess chocolate cakes. I would just peel off that top layer of fudge and then I could do or without the rest of it. I just wanted that fudge. Yeah. And on Raven, what's that food that reminds you of your childhood?
Those little square Elio's pizza. I work in a school district. They still sell them. Whenever I see it, it brings me back. We used to eat them when I was a kid.
Mm. How many would you eat in one sitting at lunch as a kid, and how many will you eat at one sitting now if left to your own devices?
Well, back then they only gave you one, but now I can eat three of them.
Right, three of them, right. On hot delivery, too. The first one's piping hot. By the third one, they're only lukewarm, but that just helps them slide down quicker.
For some reason, when Raven and I volunteer at a lot of elementary schools, and we're always there on Fridays, and that smell that goes through the whole entire school is so good every single time.
And nobody brings us a slice.
Never.
And also how about those little milks?
Oh, the little milks.
Yeah, the couple chocolates.
Yeah. Oh, why come we don't have milk time anymore? Remember you guys have milk first thing in the morning?